other. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour, presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. And
have you dug out of the deep freeze?
I have, and I have to tell you, I have to share a really beautiful story. Today, I feel like I won the lottery. I was driving here, got coffee, and the woman in front of me paid for my coffee and breakfast sandwich without even, I don't even know her. I couldn't thank her, but I feel like I need to pay it forward, and it's going to be a good weekend.
That sounds like a great
How
start.
Nice was that? What a good person. So if you're listening, thank you very much.
Yep. Now it's your turn.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll talk with an organizer for an inspiring pro-life event for youth that mirrors the March for Life experience in Washington, D.C., right here in Minnesota.
And did you put reading more good Catholic books on your resolution list for 2014? We'll have some book suggestions for you from a local Catholic bookseller.
And plus, we'll hear from local Catholics about their favorite Catholic books of the past year and why they were so special.
But first, we'll start the show like we usually do with Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, Joe.
And you've dug out of the deep freeze, too, I see.
Yeah, none too soon, I'd say.
Oh, boy. And today it's like spring.
Yeah.
Well, it's a heat wave. It's going to be in the 30s tomorrow, I think.
That's what
or
it
Sunday.
Feels like, absolutely.
Well, you're in between issues,
that's
but
right.
You're keeping busy as usual.
Yeah, and you know, that deep freeze, of course, is making all the news here in Minnesota, particularly earlier in the week. And, you know, I had trouble keeping warm like everybody else. And, you know, I think it's too easy to forget, unfortunately, those in need in our communities at times like this. You know, some of whom don't have adequate winter clothing or who are homeless, and that's where Catholic Charities, of course, lends a helping hand, and they really had to crank it up a notch on Monday and Tuesday this week, and we have a story about it on our website. You know, a spokesperson for the agency said that the agency's five shelters, including one for families and another for homeless youth, were at capacity, and that's a total of about 1,000 people.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So, you know, I kept those shelters open for a longer time and had additional staff helping out, and on Monday, they took a 15-passenger van around Minneapolis to transport people to the Opportunity Center, which provides some meals, and they also took them to the Salvation Army. So, you know, it's a matter of keeping vulnerable people safe and mm-hmm. as many as possible off the streets. And Catholic Charity said its care coordinators and case managers were also checking on elderly clients to make sure they had heat, and was coordinating food deliveries through programs like Meals on Wheels. So,
this weather that we've just come out of is the kind that kills.
Yeah.
There's no question about
scary,
it.
Yeah.
And just talking to Catholic Charities was just a stark reminder that, you know, we can't forget about the poor and the elderly and the vulnerable in our communities at any time, but especially in the kind of extreme circumstances we were facing this week. So,
so true.
You know, great work that agency did.
Now, tell me about the well-read mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a conference for women today at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton for a group called the Well-Read Mom. And this morning we have with us Marcy Stockman, the founder of the Well-Read Mom. Good morning, Marcy.
Hi. Great to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what is the Well-Read Mom and what does it involve?
Well, it's a reading groups for women, and it really started in my living room last fall with about 20 women. And I was sad because so many women I talk to just aren't reading. They don't have time to read. And I realized that if we can accompany each other, that we can do things we didn't think we could do. And if we read books from our tradition, we're blessed by that. We can also pass it on to our children. So everybody benefits.
Right. So tell me, what kind, now this started in your living room, but it has since grown, is that right, to other homes and parishes, is that right?
That's right. It's in 26 states now, and Canada, France, and Italy. So it's really taken off, and there's about 80 groups now across the United States.
Wow, that's great. And what are some of the books you've recently read as part of the group, and maybe what are some that are coming up here, just to give people a flavor?
We read classics, worthy reads, and spiritual classics. So we're reading Long Loneliness by On the Life of Dorothy Day, coming up for Lent. For January, we're reading Homer's Odyssey, so that's kind of a heavyweight. And then we'll read Jane Eyre. So we read some lighter books, we read some classics. So it's kind of a combination, and hopefully it works for a mother's life, because we read easier reads at the start of the year and during holiday seasons. So you
gather as a read these books beforehand, gather as a group. You listen to maybe a little background, little introduction about the book, right, and then have a discussion. Is that?
Yes, I tape these audio recordings and send them to the group leaders. Or you can follow on your own as well, mm-hmm. and you can register online and receive the audios. And we also have a companion booklet mm-hmm. that includes information about the books as well as questions.
That's great. And there's the conference today. Tell us a little bit of what's happening at this conference at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton.
It's really exciting. I'm so grateful that we can have people like Dr. Reichardt and Dr. Boyle from the University of St. Thomas, who really, this is their expertise, literature. So they're able to share with us about Jane Eyre and Gerard Manley Hopkins and the Odyssey. And then I'll be speaking on literature, leisure, and living well. So why we need to keep reading, even in this age of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading books.
Right. And if women who are maybe hearing about this conference here for the first time, is it still possible if they haven't registered to attend?
Yes, just come and you can register at the door. It starts at 3. Hopefully we'll start right on time. So anyone's welcome to come. We'd love to have you.
Right. So there's talks and then some light refreshments, I understand. Is that right?
Yes, 3 to 6:30.
And if I want to find out more, if you want to find out more about the Well-Read Mom, or maybe starting a group near them, where can they get some more information?
Go to wellreadmom.com.
Excellent.
And we'll get you started.
All right. Thank you very much, Marcy, for
joining
us.
Thanks for what you're doing, too. It's great to hear your radio.
Thanks.
So, what else is in the Catholic Spirit, and what's coming up?
Right. Well, we'll have a story about that conference in next week's issue. But last week on this show, we heard from Tizoc Rosales mm-hmm. about the Men on a Mission gathering sponsored by St. Paul's Outreach, and about the appearance today at this morning's talk of Super Bowl champ and St. Paul native Matt Burke. And Matt is the co-author with a guy named Rich Chapman of a new book called All Pro Wisdom: The 7 Choices That Lead to Greatness. And we're doing an interview with both of them in this morning, and we'll have a feature on them in next week's Catholic Spirit, and we'll also have some audio from the interview to share on next week's show.
Oh, great. Forward to that. What about the Rediscover section?
Yeah, the theme for next week's section is Forms of Prayer, and we're going to have a story in there about a Catholic Studies and Family Studies major at the University of St. Thomas who's become involved in a number of different prayer opportunities, including Cor Jesu, which we'll be offering as part of the Rediscover initiative later in the spring. And these opportunities have helped her get through the rigors of college life and helped her to make some important decisions about her life. So it's a very inspiring story. So that'll be our main feature.
And a 90-year-old altar server.
Yes, we got a call a couple weeks ago about a 90-year-old man who is serves Mass at St. John Vianney in South St. Paul. And he does a bunch of other things, we found out as well, not just serving Mass. He's just a very active retired man, and just a great story. So he will be, we have a From Age to Age section, and he will be the feature in that part of the paper.
I don't think you'd call him an altar boy.
No. But it's kind of interesting, when he was much younger, I understand he was not a server then, and it's just come to this as a kind of a vocation later in life, let's say.
Oh, interesting.
Very cool.
Well, the January 2nd issue of the Catholic Spirit is the most recent one. It's out. It's in your home. So pick it up and read it. Joe, thanks for joining us again this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Joe.
You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of the Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour. And you can find the Catholic Spirit online anytime at thecatholicspirit.com.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour in Answering the Call, find out about what local Catholics are reading. A top local Catholic bookstore will run down the top 5 bestsellers.
And we'll hear about an opportunity to support youth in creating a culture of life when we come right back.
rediscover.
The Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio is presented each week by Stinson Electric.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric. We're proud to sponsor the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a trusted supplier of electrical services in the Twin Cities area.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers.
My customers really appreciate the electricians that I send out there. Their professionalism, their personality, their responsibility, the fact that they can call and get someone out there that knows how to solve the problem, does it in a timely manner, and is neat, tidy, polite as they do it. I get a lot of feedback about the employees.
It's rare to find a company so dedicated to doing business the right way so that everyone benefits.
We'd like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I'd be happy to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. I can be reached at 612-424-7382 or on the web at StinsonElectricInc.com.
I believe in a peace that flows deeper than pain, the broken find healing in love. No measure of his faithfulness, he withholds no good thing from us, no good thing from us.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Corey Regan.
And I'm Paul Sadek. In order to change the culture to one that fervently respects life, young people must be engaged in this important mission.
And for a second year, local teens are invited to participate in the Minnesota Youth for Life Conference and be inspired in their commitment to stand up for life through mass, great speakers, and uplifting music. Jim Lang is the lead Minnesota Youth for Life organizer, and he is director of Youth, Young Adult, and Shared Ministry at Sacred Heart in Robbinsdale. And thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, Jim.
Thank you, Corey.
And so tell us a little bit about this second annual conference and why this event is being held.
Sure. Well, 2 years ago, I took a group out to the March for Life in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and we attended the Students for Life conference, and they had such a great time. We went out to Denver for a mission trip, and they asked if I would be interested in going back the following year, but my wife was expecting our fourth child next January. So I told them I didn't think that would be
possible.
That
wouldn't work, right?
Yep, exactly. And so they said, well, what if we bring the Students for Life Conference to Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, we'll give it a shot, see how it goes, and we had our first conference last year.
Well, what happens at a Minnesota Youth for Life conference? What was last year's like, and
sure.
What can we look for this year?
Sure. So last year's, we had about 200 participants, and we...
And these are high school and college age, correct?
This is, yep, high school, mainly high school. We had a couple of small college groups.
Okay.
And it was a great day. It was... a longer day. We did it from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. last year, and this year we cut it back to 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Got a little long, but it was great. We really focused on the local pro-life scene. So we had representatives from pretty much all of the local pro-life groups represented, and actually throughout the day we had multiple talks going on from those different organizations that they could choose which, the participants could choose which talk they wanted to go to. So so it was great, very inspiring, and so this year we're focusing more on the national, we're bringing in bigger name speakers.
Yeah.
We cut the day down a little bit.
And so who's going to be speaking this year?
So this year, we're starting with Mass with Bishop Andrew Cousins.
Wonderful.
As our main celebrant.
Mm-hmm.
And then and he'll be sharing a pro-life message during Mass. And then after that, we have Jason Everett with Chastity Project. And he'll be speaking to the youth about just chastity. And then we also have Dr. Mike Adams, who's a columnist for townhall.com. And a professor at the University of North Carolina. We have Dave Starrett, who is with a group, I Am Second, and 40 Days for Life. And he'll be sharing his pro-life message. We have Minnesota House Rep Nick Zerwas coming to share his pro-life story. And then we will be closing the day with Lila Rose, the founder and president of Live Action.
Yeah. Those are some great names and great topics. Tell us a little bit about Lila Rose for those who haven't heard about her.
Sure. So Lila Rose is probably, I would say, the most dynamic speaker for the youth especially. She started Live Action when she was just a teenager, and what she would do is she would actually dress up. I mean, she looks very young, so she doesn't need to dress up too much, but she would go into abortion clinics and would go in with a microphone or a camera and would tell them things about, like, okay, well, you know, I'm pregnant and, you know, I have a boyfriend who's older, or give them different scenarios. And
she has exposed some amazing atrocities in abortion clinics.
And she came out and just, it was amazing. It came to a point where Congress was considering an investigation into Planned Parenthood because of her work.
Wow.
So she just comes and she'll be telling us about that. And her stories and how she got started, and so she is a very dynamic speaker, though. So we're looking
well, now the kids have an opportunity to pray outside a nearby abortion clinic after the conference ends. Did you do that last year and have a good turnout there?
Last year, it was the coldest day of the year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Luckily, hopefully we got past that this year, but... so we ended up canceling it just because it was too cold last year. We were planning on doing it. But this year, actually, Bishop Andrew Cousins is going to lead us in that rosary later that day as well. And Robbinsdale's interesting, and it just is providential how our youth were inspired, and we're one of the only, we're the only suburb to have an abortion clinic here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so... So it's a huge testament and witness to the faith and the sanctity of life when we're out there praying. And we're really blessed with Pro-Life Action Ministries and other great organizations where they really, they're out there every day. And so just the effect of prayer and of witness saves lives.
Absolutely. And are you hopeful when you look at these young people today when it comes to respecting life?
You know, I am very hopeful, but it's definitely a battle going on in our culture.
Sure.
And these youth from such an early age are being exposed to these issues and sort of, without proper education, without proper guidance, really, truly, it's becoming more black and white, and I think that with modern technology and really things are coming to light, the truth of the pro-life movement, that is just really for the youth, it's undeniable. Like, they look at the ultrasound pictures, they see 4D. It's a person. There's no denying that. So,
In about a minute, can you tell us why a young person should attend the Minnesota Youth for Life Conference on January 20th?
The reason that a young person should attend the Minnesota Youth for Life Conference, whatever side they think they're on right now of the abortion issue, it's so important to get the truth. If they want to learn about the truth of the pro-life movement, if they want to join others in strengthening and being united in prayer, and then getting inspired to go back to their parishes and homes to start their own pro-life groups, to get involved, to take action, then they should come to the Pro-Life Minnesota Youth for Life Conference. I think it will be a great day, and I hope they come.
It sounds like a fantastic day, Jim.
Thank you for what you're doing, too, for organizing it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It really was providence and sort of a, God saying, if you're,
God gives us tasks to do. There's no question.
He blesses it.
Yep. So. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Thank you, Paul.
Here are the details on the Minnesota Youth for Life Conference. It takes place on Monday, January 20th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sacred Heart in Robbinsdale.
Registration opens at 8 a.m. Bishop Andrew Cousins will celebrate Mass at 9 a.m. Jason Everett will kick the day's programming off with a talk on chastity, followed by talks by Dr. Mike Adams, professor at University of North Carolina, and Dave Sterrett from 40 Days for Life, and Lila Rose, president and founder of Live Action Ministries. There will also be live music throughout the day.
And the conference is intended for high school and college-aged youth. Cost is $30, and that's quite reasonable. That includes lunch. Attendance is limited to 500 people. To find out more and to register, visit mnyouthforlife.com. We've set up a link on our show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org. Click on radio in the top navigation bar.
Every week on the Rediscover Hour, we catch up with a few local Catholics and ask them a question.
And this week, we spoke with folks in the northern suburbs. We asked them, what is the best Catholic book you read in the past year, and why is it the best? Here's how they responded.
Hi, my name's Matt, and I'm in Ham Lake, Minnesota. And my favorite book that I've read this year is The Sanctifier by Archbishop Martinez. And the reason I like it is a couple of things. First of all, it's the best book that I've read about the Holy Spirit that's out there. It does a great job explaining the relationship between the members of the Trinity and the Holy Spirit. It does a fantastic job explaining the difference between the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit and the Beatitudes. And I found that really meaningful. Also, just how the Holy Spirit interacts with you, how the Holy Spirit's inside of you, the Holy Spirit's inside of others, and how to respond to Him.
Hi, my name is Pat. I belong to St. Stephen's in Anoka, and my favorite book that I recently read was Pope John Paul II on the 50th anniversary of my priestly ordination. What I liked about it is how, no matter how many hardships he went through, he stayed with Jesus to the end, and he was chosen to become a great leader for us.
Hello, my name is Sharon. I'm part of the parish of the Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake, Minnesota. And my favorite book that I've read in the last, not just year, but in the last few years, is called Searching for and Maintaining Peace. It's by Father Jacques Philippe. The subtitle's called A Small Treatise on Peace of Heart. And the reason that I like this book, and as a matter of fact, I carry the book with me wherever I go, because there are moments when I'm feeling a little stressed or really lose my peace for whatever reason, I'm able to pull this book out and glean from it. But the reason that I like it is that it brings me back to the reality that God is in control and I'm not in control, and that in order for God to work through me, I need to go and search for His peace, not try to find my own peace, but to let Him fill me with His peace so that I can be an effective instrument for Him, that His grace can come in me and work through me, and that I'm able to be a much better Christian because of it. And so this has just been an invaluable book for me.
Hello, my name is Kathy. My parish is the Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake, and my favorite book for the year was The One Thing is Three by Father Michael Gately. And the reason it's my favorite is because Father takes the mystery of the Trinity and explains it in the most profound way that is so understandable. So that was my favorite book of the year.
My name is Kay, and I'm from the Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake. And my favorite book is Consoling the Heart of Jesus. And I read it a while ago, but I continually go back to it. And as I read it, Father Gately explained that we can console Jesus. I was just stunned. I just sat in my chair and I thought, you know, I'm always praying and letting Him console me. But I can console Him? And that was a new revelation for me. And then I could see Jesus on the cross knew exactly, you know, everything. And He knew that one day I would understand how I could console Him. So I would recommend it to anyone. It's just, it's consoling. And that's probably a funny way to put it, but it's like Jesus and I are in this together.
Hi, I'm Deb, and I'm from the Church of St. Lawrence Newman Center in Minneapolis. And my favorite Catholic book that I read this last year is Amazing Nearness, Meditations on the Eucharist by Father Daschzer, which I can't pronounce. And he writes in the first person about finding Jesus in the Eucharist, and that how love always seeks. And I cried through the whole book, and it's the most beautiful meditations on the Eucharist that I've read in a very long time.
Hi, I'm Mike from the Church of St. Paul, and this last year, two books in particular stand out for me. One of them is from the earlier time of the Catholic Church called the Philokalia, which is a collection of writings of various desert fathers about spirituality and about staying focused in your spiritual life, not forgetting how the Lord has helped us become rescued from sin, from our guilt, from bondage, and introduced us to light and joy and beauty. So that book series called the Philokalia has been very important the last year. And in the same way, a book by a priest and bishop from Russia named Theophan the Recluse, who talks in his book about repentance, about the light and the joy of becoming more fully engaged in prayer and the sacraments and a spiritual life that's focused. Therefore, you're able to experience a greater joy and a greater peace when you're more focused on the Lord and not distracted by so many things in the world.
Now, you and I are pretty much in agreement on our favorite Catholic book of this past year.
Yes.
And you're in the process of reading it.
I am, the Vatican Diaries. And I'm kind of surprised that I'm so into it. It is very interesting. The stories are great. It's an easy read, I think. And I recommend it to anyone.
And it's, as I've said, it's for anyone who loves the Church with all of its wrinkles.
Right,
and isn't afraid to look at a few of the wrinkles.
Yeah, it's cool. And I think we're going to hear about some more Catholic books coming up.
Well, we've just heard about some local folks' favorite Catholic books, and coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll hear from the owner of St. George Catholic Books and Gifts about the top-selling books at that store in Blaine.
Yeah, and I'm going to grab a pencil, and you may want to jot some of those down. Plus, we'll hear about some exciting new features in the latest version of the Rediscover app, which launches soon. We'll be right back.
Rediscover.
I'd like to introduce Therese McCann, a licensed psychologist in St. Paul. She not only shares your Catholic values, but uses the Catholic faith in therapy sessions.
I'm really excited by the work I'm able to do with faith-filled Catholics. It's very efficient and effective, and we do it in prayer. If you're not able to live life to the fullest, I'm very skilled at getting to the core of what's bothering you. And when we get there, we'll invite the Lord in. It's where He belongs. It's where He wants to be. And when God comes in contact with our woundedness, amazing things happen. Everyone needs help sometimes. So give me a call. Come on in. With the Lord's help, we'll get it done.
I'm Mary Paquette, a pro-life family physician. I feel confident recommending psychologist Therese McCann to my patients, because I can depend on her to uphold Catholic values. I've seen lives changed by her method of using prayer in therapy.
You can reach psychologist Therese McCann at 651-222-5200.
So, here goes nothing.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. In today's Answering the Call, did you commit to reading more good Catholic books in 2014?
Well, I'm always trying.
Well, the list is long for me, so I've committed to reading at least one, yes. But maybe you're looking for some more suggestions for inspiring title or two.
And for some ideas on what book you may want to pick up next, we're joined by Bob Balk, owner of St. George Catholic Books and Gifts in Blaine. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Paul and Corey. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for being here.
You have some wonderful books in mind to talk about today, some of the bestsellers that you've found over the last year.
Yes, we do. I'll be enjoying speaking about them.
Well, why is it important for Catholics to read good books?
Well, I think that we have to look at our faith. There's so much to know on our faith. There's so much to learn, to know, and discover.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we know God, the more we love God. And if you look at it, it's inexhaustible. You know, so reading Scripture and good books about our faith brings us closer to Him, which in turn, I would say, brings us peace, joy, and purpose, and, you know, things we can't obtain by all of our other worldly pleasures.
Sure. And what have you noticed as trends in the Catholic books over the past 10 years as a bookstore owner, Catholic bookstore owner? What have you seen?
Sure. I would say no matter what books come out, no matter what books are written and how the advertising or promotion, you know, around these books are, the main thing is the word of mouth. This takes the books to a higher level and keeps them in demand. So if a book really touches you, you're more apt to tell others so they can share the experience of our faith and then share how it helped you to know Jesus in a deeper way. The trend, I would say, is word of mouth, because if it's working with one person, they want to share our faith with others.
Well, what can you tell us about this list of the most popular Catholic books? It's measured by sales at your bookstore over the past several months. What's important to local Catholics here in the Twin Cities?
I'd say there's a few things. First of all, people are very hungry right now. They're hungry and they're drawn. They want to know their faith. And they're drawn to certain items right now, certain issues. I'd say the Blessed Mother would be one, Divine Mercy, Teresa of Lisieux, and very simple issues, the spiritual classics, but these would be explained in simple modern terms. For example, I would say abandonment to divine providence. So living in the present moment with God is summed up in Father Jacques Philippe's books that one can grasp easily and apply to their lives. Another way would be explained as Father Gallagher and Ignatius Spirituality, which, you know, may be difficult to understand without much study. He brings to a level that an average lay person can understand and apply Ignatian spirituality. So those are a few of the things.
Let's go to that list then, the top five over the last several months at St. George.
Starting with number five.
Okay. This is The Four Witnesses, The Early Church in Their Own Words, In Her Own Words, by Rod Bennett. And this is published by Ignatius Press. And I would say the reason this is a good seller is that many want to know more about the early church. It's an area that a lot of us don't know that much about and we're unsure of. And we recommend this book to many of our customers who are struggling with family members who have left the faith and or themselves maybe doubting the authenticity of our faith. This book quotes four of our earliest eyewitnesses to the church's beginnings established by Jesus himself. So you've got Jesus, then you have the apostles, and then you have some of these early church writers and doctors, Clement of Rome, Ignatius of Antioch, Justin Martyr, Irenaeus of Lyon. So it helps by reading their writings, we can rest assured that our faith, the practice of our beautiful faith, is indeed authentic and true. And in today's world, this assurance is a great treasure and gives us confidence to evangelize from a secure spiritual position.
Sure, you have to know it, to talk about it, and share it with other people.
Exactly.
And what about number four?
Okay, I'd say The Discernment of Spirits, and this is an Ignatian Guide for Everyday Living by Father Timothy Gallagher, and this is published by Crossroads. This is a popular book for more mature Catholics who have a deep relationship with God and are interested in growing in the knowledge of discerning the spiritual workings in life. As a result of this book, many are able to see more clearly how God is working directly in their personal lives on a daily basis and how to go about growing closer to Him in times of both consolation and desolation. Many say it's a very helpful in clarifying the happenings of their life, and Father Gallagher explains in simple terms the Ignatius spirituality to help us understand and apply in today's world. For example, what things come from bad spirit, which comes from God.
Well, and Ignatian spirituality is fairly popular around the Twin Cities, with de Montreville being over on the east side.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to number three.
Okay, that's a difficult one because this is written by Father Jacques Philippe. And,
and didn't you just had him in your bookstore in the Twin Cities? We had him, correct?
Yes, we had him, and we hope to have him again in 2015. I've talked to him already, and if he can make it, he will be here for a longer extended term.
Wonderful.
Well, a complicated book, but about a very simple soul.
Exactly. The Way of Trust and Love, retreat guided by St. Therese of Lisieux, and this is published by Scepter. This book has become most popular on St. Therese as her spirituality by far over the past several months. Father Philippe explains how we can follow the example of St. Therese in learning humbly to accept ourselves and completely trust in the love of God for us individually. And he suggests that God is desiring to pour out his Holy Spirit in a big way into our troubled world, and that through Therese's little way of accepting ourselves with all our failures, weaknesses, and learning to trust solely in him, in his infinite mercy, we can become receptive to the movement of the Holy Spirit. For example, in our weaknesses, that's how we become strong.
And acknowledging the dependency on him.
Exactly.
You can't beat St. Therese.
No, no.
Okay, what's number two?
Okay, we'll go with a new book published in mid-2013. This is Seven Secrets of Confession by Vinnie Flynn.
Okay.
And this is published by Ignatius. He had another one, The Seven Secrets of the Eucharist, a few years ago, and that was an extremely important book. So now this book basically becomes, it'll become more important also as we approach Lent this year. And this is an approach on the sacrament of confession that explains how confession is much more than going to the dry cleaner. It's an it's an encounter with Jesus who waits for us as we are, as Pope Francis tells us. And Flynn explains how freeing this encounter is, and how we need to throw off the chains and keeps us miserable and allows us to live lives of great joy. And he uses the excerpts from the diary of Faustina and relays the very words of our Lord to this great and timely saint on how much he desires us to come and how the blood and water from his wounded side washes us clean. The thing that I found to be most interesting is the idea that we are able to revoke or take back the words and thoughts that trouble us throughout the day.
Hmm.
All right, and for number
ready,
one, I've got the orchestra
one.
Ready. Number one Catholic book at St. George this past year.
Okay, I'm going to say number one is always going to be the Bible. But in particular, this Bible, which is the New Catholic Answer Bible. And this is published by Fireside and our Sunday Visitor. And most people love this new American Bible because of the colorful apologetics interspersed throughout all the books of the Bible. It's a perfect gift for RCA candidates, RCIA candidates, confirmation students, and becomes popular with young and old alike. Because this book really is two in one. Many times we're asked, what about this? Or you Catholics say this,
mm-hmm.
you say this. And we struggle. We don't know where to find
the
that
answers.
In the Bible.
Yeah.
This Bible has the apologetics in it. It explains what we mean by, no, we don't worship Mary. This is how we honor Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it's found in the Bible. That way you can find it immediately when someone asks you, or if you have a question to clarify any things in our faith. So this has been an important Bible for us for all the years that we've been in business and will continue to be.
That's a powerful tool and a great reference.
We've got about a minute left, Bob, and I'm always happy to give some plugs to Catholic Book and Gift Stores. It is such a heroic ministry, and I do mean it's a ministry. So tell me a little bit about St. George Books and Gifts.
Well, we're in our 10th year, and we actually started on the feast day of St. Therese of Lisieux. And it's been the most rewarding thing, vocation that we could ever do in our lives. Sharon, my wife, and myself, we have 5 children and 2 grandchildren now, and we just hope to be in business for the rest of our lives and to hope and serve the Catholic faith, and to all those that may not be Catholic or that are struggling, because as they learn, we learn.
Sure.
And tell us how to find St. George Books and Gifts.
St. George Books and Gifts is on the website, www.stgeorgebooks.com. you can either spell out Saint or you can write ST, so stgeorgebooks.com. You can call us, phone number 763-754-9777, or come up and stop at our store, which is on 109th and Central Avenue, and that's in Blaine.
Thank you so much, Bob, for speaking with us and giving us that great list of books.
Thank you, too, very much. And it's an honor to be speaking about our faith with you. And I just want everyone to know how important Relevant Radio is and how important that everything you do. And so please support Relevant Radio and tell others about it.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
You bet.
And again, you can visit St. George Catholic Books and Gifts at 10904 Baltimore Street Northeast in Blaine, and that's just off 109th Avenue Northeast and Highway 65 in Blaine. Or you can visit St. George Books online at stgeorgebooks.com. That's ST George Books, all one word, abbreviated Saint.
And we've set up links to all the books mentioned in today's segment on the show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org and click on radio in the top navigation bar.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, a sneak peek at version 2.0 of the Rediscover app.
Plus, a look at Catholic events coming up around town. We'll be right back.
Rediscover.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. They strive for the best results for their customers.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric. This summer, I took a 10-day vacation up at the lake. The first three emails that I opened on Monday morning were all compliments about how well my employees had handled various things while I was gone. What a blessing to come back to that.
Stinson Electric has such a wide set of skills, your electrical needs are always handled by an expert in the field.
Our ideal in our company is to have each person be continuously improving. So we host annual in-house training for our electricians. They're trained in safety, they're trained in new codes, troubleshooting techniques. That way, with a number of employees, we have kind of a wide range of knowledge. People become experts on different parts of the business.
Stinson Electric is the sponsor of the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio. You can contact Paul at 612-424-7382.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sada.
And I'm Corey Regan. Okay, Paul, so how about those religious sisters that Pope Francis had a hard time getting a hold of on the phone?
They weren't there. They're answering machines.
He said, what are the nuns doing that they can't answer? And, you know, of course, they were praying, naturally.
Yeah. For those who haven't heard, the Pope called up some Carmelite nuns, and he got their answering machine. And here's the translation. What are the nuns doing that they can't answer? This is Pope Francis. I wish to greet you in this end of the year. I will see if I can call you again later. May God bless you. And here's what it sounded like.
¿Qué andarán haciendo las monjas que no pueden atender? Soy el Papa Francisco. La quería saludar en este fin de año. Voy a ver si más tarde la puedo llamar. Que Dios la bendiga.
They weren't there.
And Sister Adriana, she said to someone she literally wanted to die. She had to, and so they called him back and then waited for him to call back, I guess, and he did. And they got to speak with him. So it's a neat little story.
This message has been the latest in a series of personal calls that Pope Francis has made to various individuals since his election, including a call to cancel his newspaper subscription after he was elected Bishop of Rome, and to a young mother offering to baptize her unborn child
in September. So cool.
An amazing man. Nearly 7,000 people have downloaded the Rediscover app for iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. We've heard amazing stories about how the app helps people keep their grayer life, their prayer life, that is, on track, have a deeper appreciation for Mass, and just makes the faith easier to live out every day.
Yeah, and now the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis is ready to launch version 2.0 of the Rediscover app with even more helpful features. And for more on what you can look forward to when that version launches next month, we're joined by Sarah Mealy, Director of Communications for the Archdiocese. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Good
Sarah.
Good morning.
Tell us about the app first.
Who don't have version one.
Yeah. Well, version one, and then you got some input from people on what needs improving, where they could add some more functionality, I guess.
And oh, yeah. We've got it's very exciting. And Paul and Corey, Happy New Year to you.
Well, you
too.
You too.
Hope you both had great Christmas with your families. Well, the app is not the only thing that is going to be new. We've got a 2.0 of our website for Rediscover. Faith.org, which you mentioned frequently, but some very fun and exciting stuff happening there. But yeah, we've had great feedback on the app. It's not been quite a year that we launched it out. As Paul mentioned, we've had nearly 7,000 downloads of that. And we've had some really great feedback. I think people really love the features. It's very robust. There's a lot of content out there. A lot of videos, a lot of articles, anything, you know, from just understanding the meaning of life and thinking about, you know, the all of the aspects of the church, the teachings of the church. There's just so much out there. But we've gotten some good feedback on things that we can do to improve it. And so we've taken all that. We've looked at some other best features out there of other apps, and we've come up with version 2.0.
And so when does version 2 come out, and what are we going to find on it?
Well, we are going to launch this in February. We hope to get everything submitted to the Apple store, the App Store, and to Google Play in about mid-February. And then we just wait for them to give us the approval, but we're hoping that's going to be a thumbs up by the end of February for sure.
Okay, and so what are some of the new features that you can
tell
us about?
Well, this is really exciting, actually. I'm very excited. Of course, we're going to have some minor bug fixes and improvements that anytime apps do updates, we do those things. But the big news here, we've got four major improvements that are just going to make this app, it's just going to be a must-have for Catholics here in our archdiocese. And just a reminder, it still is and will remain a free app.
Sweet.
This is free. You don't even have to pay for it.
And even if it cost $5, it'd be well worth it.
Yeah, it's really actually very robust. And it, you know, as you know, it can be downloaded from the App Store for iPhones and for iPads, but also through Google Play for any Android devices. So here's what we've got coming up. One of the new and improved features is our Find feature. Now, that's one of our most popular features on the app already.
I use that all the time.
Yeah, and it's great because right now it uses what we call it geolocation, and it just puts down these handy little red pins on a map for a parishes. You've seen that. And you can do all kinds of things now to filter that down to parishes that meet certain criteria. So for instance, you know, it finds you and it says, okay, give me a parish that has Eucharistic adoration within 5 miles, and it'll show you exactly where to go. So that's great. But what's great, a new improvement, and this is straight from people that told us what they wanted, is a live search that comes up in a search box now where you can just plug in the name of parish you're looking for. So instead of just, you know, putting, you know, show me all parishes within
where
10
I
miles,
am.
Yeah,
right.
You can plug in and say, I want to find Our Lady of Grace. And it'll actually just bring you right there. And then we've also got another way, and this is a really cool thing. Let's say you're on Sunday. You missed 11 o'clock Mass for some reason. You can plug into the Find feature, give me any parish where I can go to a Mass that's available within the next 4 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
okay.
That's cool.
Or in the next 8 hours.
And or that would, confession or whatever
or confession,
you're looking
any
for.
Of those. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of fun. So that's fun. Then we've also got another feature. A lot of articles out there. We have a lot of articles and videos. And right now, we don't have a way that you could bookmark that, but that's going to change. So if you have a favorite article or video, you can now bookmark that. You can actually put it in the My Faith Life section. And that way, you've got an easy way to mark that, come back to it, or even forward it on to a friend, you know, via email, text, or social media. So that's kind of a new improvement. And that was from a suggestion from one of our app users as well. And here's the really big news, and this is exciting, and I'm sure you guys are going to be very pumped about this. We're now pulling into the app a ton of new content from our website. So things like not only news, Articles from this Catholic Spirit,
okay.
Things like that. Our speaker series audio and video, any other audio and video.
So you can watch those on your phone.
Yeah, on your phone. So, for instance, anything, if you missed the Catholic celebration in October because we sold out, it was 5,000 people, mm-hmm. couldn't get any more in, right on your phone, you can pull that in. You can see the talks on your phone, et cetera. But guess what else?
What?
All of these radio shows.
The Rediscover Hour.
Cool.
And that's enough right there just to get the app.
Another place for people to listen.
Just right on your phone. You can pull them in so you get all the audio for that.
Anywhere you are.
Anywhere you are.
That's great.
Exactly. And then finally, and this is a new feature on the website that will also get pulled into the app, is we're launching two new big pages on our website that will also be pulled in the app. We are making available some thoughts and recommendations on great music and movies or DVDs that may be great enhancements for your faith life.
Perfect.
And so that's now going to be also on our website, and you'll be able to pull that right into your phone.
To your phone. So music and movies.
Music and movies.
Could inspire you to be a better Catholic.
Yes.
And a confession feature, I've heard.
That's the big thing, too.
Okay.
And this is kind of fun. Let's see if I can get this real quickly. Within the section called My Faith Life, you can set all kinds of goals for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things includes getting back to confession, or maybe you want to go more frequently. Well, we've got two new features that really make this experience even better. So first, if you pick the confession as a goal, going to confession, the app's going to walk you through the process now and includes providing an age, gender, and vocation-appropriate examination of conscience.
That is so helpful.
Walks you through it. It really just makes preparation for and going to confession so much easier. That's especially important for folks that may not have been in a while.
Or are converts and
don't have
that much practice.
And they may be a little intimidated, and this just really walks you through it. It makes it so friendly. And it's based on same functionality in an app out there called the Confession app that was launched a couple of years ago. It's already had over 80,000 downloads
and
worldwide.
That's by the same company?
Little iApps.
Little iApps, yeah. And that's our app developer. So we worked with Little iApps, and we're leveraging
They've had experience with preparing for confession. Then.
They know what they're doing, that's for sure. So it's a great piece. And then also flexible goal scheduling. And that means, for instance, if you wanted to go to confession once a month, you can then plug that in, and the app's going to send you a reminder that you set that goal for yourself.
It's time to go. It beeps at you.
Yeah,
yes.
It lets you know in a very friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
So, very friendly.
So where and when can we find version 2.0 of the app?
Yes. So again, in February, just keep your eyes peeled. If you have not downloaded the app yet, you can do that today. And then when the updates come out in February, you'll just get a little update ping and you'll be alerted. But if you've got the app already,
then you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. You'll see it popping up as an update in February. But if you don't have the app, go ahead and get it now, and you'll get those updates in February. It'll be really, really a special new sets of features everybody's going to love.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sarah. We sure appreciate you being here and talking about the app. And for doing the app, it's just a great tool. Everybody go out and download it.
Thank you.
You can go to the rediscoverapp.com to download the free Rediscover app for iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. You can do that now, and you'll be prompted as soon as the new version is available.
Well, time now for a quick look at upcoming Catholic events. On January 21st and January 22nd, you are invited to participate however you are able in an all-night prayer vigil for hope, healing, and mercy to remember all those harmed by abortion and pray for healing. The vigil begins at 7 p.m. on January 21st and ends at 7 a.m. on January 22nd, 2014 at St. Mary's Chapel at the St. Paul Seminary. The vigil opens with Mass at 7 p.m. and the chapel will be open all night. Come and join others in prayer for all or part of the night. At 3 a.m., there will be a Divine Mercy Chaplet. At 7 a.m., the vigil will come to a close with benediction and exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Free parking in the seminary parking lot on the University of St. Paul, St. Thomas, St. Paul campus. And for more information, contact Sharon Wilson at 651-291-4506. That's Sharon Wilson at 651-291-4506.
Later on January 22nd, come to the cathedral for the annual prayer service for life, 10:30 a.m. Parking space is limited, so please consider carpooling or taking a bus. See archspm.org for more details.
Keep your New Year's resolution to grow your prayer life. The Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series starts February 3rd. Total attendance topped 15,000 for the 2013 series. Make sure you are among those to participate in all the new talks this year. Rediscover Why Pray and Rediscover How to Pray are two inspiring talks that highlight the beauty of prayer and offer insight on how to pray gathered from 2,000 years of church experience. The two talks are offered on consecutive weeks at each location, and here are those location and dates. February 3rd and 10th at Holy Name of Jesus in Wayzata, February 4th and 11th at St. John Newman in Eagan, February 24th and March 3rd at Our Lady of Grace in Edina, and February 25th and March 4th at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton. All Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series talks begin at 7 p.m. and run 90 minutes, including hospitality time. Details are at rediscover-faith.org under events.
Save the date for the Archdiocesan Men's Conference March 22nd at the Anderson Fieldhouse on the University of St. Thomas, St. Paul campus. Confession starts at 7 a.m., program at 8 a.m. and ends at noon. The Morning of Inspiration will feature mass, dynamic, nationally known speakers, fellowship and food, adult admission $20, student admission $10. Find out more by calling 651, that's 651-291-4489, 651-291-4489. And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, brought to you by Stinson Electric. Hear about the moving experience of the prayer vigil for hope, healing, and mercy, and why you might want to take time out for this pro-life night of prayer.
And we'll hear from Super Bowl winner Matt Burke, another man who attended the Men on Mission breakfast in Bloomington.
The Rediscover Hour, Fridays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 6 p.m., and Sundays at 9 a.m. right here on Relevant Radio.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.